We are on Daf, Mem Beis Amud Beis, the second Tesvis, Meimalei Lapetchopis Zil Shlim. So the Gemara had said, let us be Mechayiv Lapetchopis, that he should be responsible that the Shoya died of hunger. Omar no lebakra misartia, so he says it's not my responsibility. I gave the share over to the roye. Mashme. Im lehoisa zois hataine. If the apotropos would not have this taine, is a teretz. It's not my responsibility, it's not my fault. Have a pesheye. Then he would be a pesheya v'chayev, and then he'd be chayev. So it seems an apotropis of Yisaimim is responsible for the nichse Yisaimim. Because the beperik talad vehei omrinon, the Gemara says over there that if you have a sher shal Yisaimim, you make it a mu'ed, and then after it's a mu'ed, you pay me'aliyah. If the share was mazik, the share from Yisaimim was mazik, you pay from the aliyah. Amrinan me'aliyah's man, the aliyah, that means whose nechosim are you goyve from? So the Gemara says, me'aliyah's Yisaimim, your man from the nichse Yisaimim. The Amrit Malias Apotropis, if you'll say that you'll mourn from the Apotropis, Mimni Voloyovdi. So, if they'll be responsible to pay for the Zekis that the Sheikh Hamuad had done, so they'll shirk from becoming an Apotropis. So, it would seem as follows. Be'etzem, the Yeheva Sheir Hamuad, and now the responsibility to watch the Sheir is on the Apotropos. I mean, the Ketanim are not responsible to watch the Sheir. So, theoretically, if the Sheir was Mazik now, the Yegoyva Mi'aliyah, so you should mourn from the one who was responsible to watch it, who was the Apotropos. So, but the Gemara says, if you'll mourn from the nichse, from the nechosim, the apotropis, they'll never be masking to be an apotropis for Yisaimim. So therefore, we patted the apotropis. So we have a Gemara in Babakame that says you have an apotropis is peisheya bishmirish shoir ha-Yisaimim. The Gemara says he's not mechuyif to pay, because if you can be matal chiyuvim on him, he'll never want to be an apotropis. That's what it says in Baba Kama. We learn Baba Metziah, and our Gemara says that he's an apotropis for Yisaimim. He bought a shoyer. He was negligent. If he would be negligent, and the shoyer would have died because of his negligence, the Gemara says he'd be mechuyif to pay. So we have a stira in two Gemaras. Al mepturim min apshia. Fine. So that's one kash. We have a stira from our Gemara to the Gemara in Bobekam. Now, before we go to fam for this kash, mimas nisin dan ezokin, l'chere there's a mishneh in Gittin, which also speaks about the shayla. Diktoni mino bezdin. If a person was memane, a bezdin was memane an apotropis, lo yeshava, he's not mechuyev to swear. Taisis learned now that means if there was a pshi, if there wasn't a pshi, he's not mechuyev to swear. Mino avi yisaimim yeshava. If the father of the yisaimim, that means before the ptiri, went over to this person, told him, I want you to take care, then he's mechuyev to swear. Abe shol oima chilof advarim. Al koponim, so he is mechuyev to swear. Ein loichiech dechaye bepshiye. So that Mishnah that is a machlekes abishol and the chachomim is mechuyif to swear. Tosis understood if he was pesheya or not pesheya. So from there the Mishnah you see also, according to abishol, is chaye bepshiye. Yeshloima da shvua lehave shaloi posha. That's not speaking about a shvua if he was pesheya. It could be an apotropos is potter from Pshia, like the Gemara says in Baba Kama. This is a different shvua. Ela shalai ikev klum mishalem. This is a different shvua. This is a shvua that an apotropos has to swear, stammer when he becomes ois apotropos, he has to swear that he didn't help himself from the nichsei yisaymeh. Mishum de meire yetere, an apotropos is meire heter, de torech kamayo. He feels, he worked for the Yisayimim. So he feels perhaps entitled to help himself from the nichsei Yisayimim. So that's the Mishneh in Gittin. So it's nothing to do with our Shaila. Aba al kaponim, we have now a stire from the Gemara Baba Kama to our Gemara. The Gemara Baba Kama says, according to member of Rabbi Yochanan, that that you will not mourn from the aliyah from the apotropis, because if you're going to be machayvim for his pshia of not watching the show, he'll never become an apotropis. So it's not kedai to be toiveya from an apotropis. Agemara says apotropis was pesheya. You are goyve from the apotropis. Vyeshloima emphatosis. The vadai apotropis chayev bepshiyek de mashmach. Now, our Gemara is a davar muskim. Apotropis was pesheya benichse yisaimim. He has to pay. Vloimimna. Are you afraid, like the Gemara mentioned, the Baba Kama? Listen, if he'll have me mechuyev to pay, so he'll never be masked to be an apotropos. Kivin shirziku penemo. We have to understand, if a person was chosen from Bezdin to be an apotropos and nifse yisaimim, that spells out a lot. That spells out that be'ene Bezdin, he's a ish nemo. They entrusted him an estate of $1 million of yisaimim. Bezdin trusted him. Mamish, his credit line is murdered. Bezdin trusted him. So, he will not be, if he was peshay and he'll have to pay, he'll zikha pay, and he won't shirk from remaining an apotropos, because this apotropos, this anichse yisaimim is a gebalde kachosh bezach for him. He gets a teiris nemon b'ein ebri. Bezdin trusted him. So memele, this is something that's worthwhile, and he won't be meineya from this if he'll have to pay if he was a peisheya. Kivin shechziku b'nemon. Avol hosom, the Gemara in Baba Kama speaking about, they made him an apotropos to watch that the share of the Yisaimim should not be mazik other people. Avalosim shleiminu letzoyrech ha-Yisaimim. Fakir taho minu is not to take care of the nichse Yisaimim. Ela takone sa'olam. That means the Yisaimim have a wild share. Now, so we need someone to watch the share. So we're giving, making an apotropish la yezuku mishayram, that their share should not be mazik. Hosom davke chayshinen dil memimni. There's not a covet there. It's not, you don't get a credit line from this. He was in this manner to make sure that the share should not be mazik. The share of the yisayim should not be mazik. This is not a covet. This is not, he doesn't get any revochim from this. So memele, you'll tell him to pay also a guten tag. So you lost your apotropos. Hosam davke chashin endul memimni. So then Tosfos says, v'hochi yise b'Yerushalmi per kanezoka. Be'emison, this is a Yerushalmi. the comma also the Rabbi Yochanan Karabonim. The Rabbonim, this is a member of Rabbi Yochanan in Baba Kama. Tosfos had brought down Rabbi Yochanan as a member. The Rabbi Yochanan says you do not mourn from the Aliyas apotropis because he won't be an apotropis. So the Gemara Yerushalmi asks a kasha. Oh, so that sounds like the Rabbonon and the Mishnah in Hanazokim that says Mino Bezen Lo Yishba. So the Yerushalmi stelt to these two halachas. The Kama Osiya the Rabbi Yochanan Karabonon, but me a perish Karabonon Domei Mino Bezen Lo Yishba. Because Rabbi Yochanan says you do not mourn from the Aliyas apotropis. Tomorrow says, no, a philosophic Kabishol. He can hold like Kabishol. He does swear. It seems that Yerushalmi learned it's a Shavu and a Pshi Atake. Boy, you Barnash Meitin. He's masking to give, to begin the Miskeri Mehemo. He's masking to give. Perish Choytzalita in the Mivsha. Voloyimna. Kimen Shenikro Nemo. An apotropis al Nichse Yisoymin. Gets a Gemaldic credit line, he's called the Ishnemon. So it will not bother him to pay if he'll be a Peshaya, since Lamaise, this Minui gives him Namonis. Avolhoche, the case of Baba Kamish Lehumat, Ella the Takonis Oilom, he's a Shema, an Apotropos to watch the Sheikh Hashina, Dilma Milma. Then the Yerushalmi asks further, Ose the Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanine Kabishol Bitmiye. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanine said in Baba Kama, you do mourn from the Nichsei Apotropis by Hashem. So the Gemara asks, he holds Kabishol Bitmiye. Because Rabbi Shol says, it seems also the same thing that he's Mechuyiv to swear. So they see apotropos says chiyu. Smo says a philosophical rabbon. Odom avriach atzmi min hashvur. The Mishnah in Gittin that the rabbonin hold that mimne and he won't become an apotropos because if he'll be machayiv him to swear, he doesn't want to swear. Hashvur is a shrek lechazach. Em avriach atzmi min hatashlumim. But if he knows he's responsible, he'll pay. Perish yideh shepo sharitza lishalom. Avalim nemad ene chovetz lishove shaloi poshadim kein choishdinoi. So if I count the Indian that he does not want to swear is because the etzim shvu is you don't trust him. So that an apotropos will be mimni. If he'll have to swear, then he won't swear. Hoche besavsire dezoven me hoche bezoven lahoche. The Gemara said that the savsire was unaware that the Sher did not have teeth, and he wanted to be Toiveya from the Bakre, why the Bakre did not inform him that the Sher was not eating. Umesavkele bohodine alibi de Rabbi Yosi, the Omar tarzer pore labayle morishay. Rabbi Yosi says, when a masker por lechaber bishilu la'acher, as Rabbi Yosi says, that the masker is teveya from the shoyim. Alme masker b'mokim soichakoy, v'islei dina b'hadi shoyim. So the bala shoyim is Teveya from the Shoyl, even though he wasn't Mashal the Shoyl, the Seicha was Mashal the Shoyl, but since it's his Pore, say he's Oymed B'mokim HaSeicha, V'achinam Yisavsire B'mokim Yasmikoy, that means the Yisoymim are his Shoymachinam, and the Savsire Shoymachinam, since it was a Mekach Tois, so he's Oymed B'mokimam, and he's going to mourn from the Bakre. Vizlaidini ba de bakr, ki lahavi shayme shaloi. That's one side. Oi dilmo, this is a murdike yesaidis de ketoisvis, loidom. He says, the Gemara had a shayle could be, even though according to Rabbi Yosi, the masker can mourn from the shayle. But over here, this Avsiri cannot moan from the back. Why? The Hosom Vadai Koi Maske Bemokim Soiche. There I say such a lumpus. The Soiche Shaykh Begufa Porek Sherei Socho. That means like this. The whole Shaila, the Ritva explains it a little better. The Ritva says as follows. The Machlokes in that Mishneh, the Rabbon and the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbonon hold that the Soiche goes to the Shoyl, and he months, the Shoyl's Chayav bones, and he months from the Shoyl. So the Ritva explain, and Rabbi Yossi says no, since, hey, how can it be Yossi, Schoyre, Paparossi, Shalchavere, the Masker is bemokim the Soiche to man from the Shoyl. Fine. Zuk the Ritva over there, Be'etzem, the Soichel has a tviya to the Shoyl. Because the Soichel has the right to use the Porel. It's his Porel L'Shimush. He lent it to the Shoyl. So now the Tashmishim that the Shoyl acquired is from the Soichel Taket. He acquired these Tashmishim. So Be'etzem, Legabi Tashmish, Lochere, the Seich is the Bailam. The Seich is the Bailam. I'm paying for it. It's my, and now I lent it to you, and I show you, I'm Tashmishim, if those are not Shemachuim to pay to me. That was the Svara of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yossi says, very good, but since I'm the Bala Pore, the Tashlumim comes to me. Fine, that's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi in the Chachamim. That is dafke by a soicher and a shoyl. Because the soicher had a certain bailus in the pore. So the rabbonon held that fakel to shoyl has to pay to the soicher. Mashain came by a shoymer chinam and a shoymer socher, which is in our case. The yisaimim were a shoymer chinam for the safsire. That means it was a mekach tois. And then he gave them, they got the money, and they're supposed to give him back the share. They're a shoymer chinam for the safsire. They have bechlal no bailus whatsoever on the share. They're a shoymer on the share, shoymer chinam on the share. So let's think 1 minute according to the chachamim. According to the chachamim that say that the shoyl pays the soicha, there's a big svara to say a shoymer socha will not pay a shoymer chinam. Because what bailus do you have in the shoyl? So there, it's zicha, so the whole lumbis that the masker is oimed b'mokim the soicha is if the soicha be'etzem is a bailim, or he has some sort of a bailus on the shoyl. So he, that's him, he is bekoif to be toiveya from the shoyl. Then there's a shakla v'taya, can we say maskir, b'mokim soicha koi, or the soicha alone is toiveya. But a shayma chinam from a shayma socha, how can a shayma chinam mon the hefsid of the behemoth to the, if he has no bailus bechlal in the behemoth. So here there's no svara bechlal what to say that the safsire should be bemokim the shaymachinam. That was the shayl now the Gemara. The maledom it also about the koi maske bemokim seich according to Rabbi Yossi, the seich shaykh begufa por shrei socha. So he acquired a bailus and the shimush of the poor. So my male then there's a svara to say that the masker, since he's the emes of Bala Por, is bemokim the soicha legabi the tviya of the tashlumi yonzim. Have a gabi yasmi, kivi the mekach to, so ain't lem beguf asher ma'ume. Eich yame da savsire bim koimom. If they themselves don't have any tvi, how can they mon from the shomer socha the dmei asher if they have nothing in the shoyl? That be'etzem was the shaila of the Gemara. Miu ilav the toin bakra and nobody toroi kimte. But if the bakra did not tine, the bakra tine, I wasn't a pesher gomor. Chivas al Shem Nosocha. Pshitalei the Mechaye Baka. Then it's no shaylo whatsoever that the Bakre is chayiv to pay the Safsira. Avagav the Mekach Toysu, Veleslei Dina Bahadi Safsira. He'll zicha pay the Safsira. Why? Kivin the Posha. Since he was Pesheya, chayiv. The Safsira Tevele Yasme Sheri Shemes Pepshiya. If there was a Pshiya, so the Batsim the Safsira Tainus to the Yasme, you know, my shirt died because of a Pshiya. And you're Shem Mechinam, so you're Mechuyev to pay for a Pshiya. Behem Shem Mechinam Olaf, so you're Mechuyev to pay for a Pshiya. By Yisraimim Yasu Alabakra, Shiftrem in a Safsira, Kipishayahu. If he would be a Pesheya, then the Zicha would mourn from the Safsira, so then the from the Bakra, so then the Safsir came out directly from the Bakra. Anu Gemara. Zok the Gemara Baita. Hu Gavre, Ta'avkit Kishuse Gabe Chavre. There was a person who gave haps, which was used to, it was one of the ingredients of beer. They put the haps into the beer. There was a person who gave a pekodin. He had, let's say, he had hops, and he gave the hops over as a pekodin to his chava. So the chava became a nifkat on the hops of the hugavre. Havalei l'didei nami karye de kishuse. Now the Nifkat also had a kri of hops. There was a big warehouse, and the Nifkat had his own hops there, and also now he had the hops of the mafkid. So there's two piles of hops, one that belongs to the Nifkat and one that belongs to the mafkid. Fine. Now, this Nifkat goes over to the person who was Memune al-Beisai to make the beer. Amalei Lesarsei, Mahai Romi, take from the haps which were raised on the east side of the warehouse, take from those haps and bring them and put them into the beer. Now, the hops on the east side of the warehouse was his hops. These were the Nifkat's personal hops. So, no problem. Also, Rami Meidach, the Sarse went, and he went and took from the other hops, from the Mafkid's hops. He took them. Midach. So now we have over here the Nifkat's hops were put into the beer of the Mafkin. Omar Rav Amram, Heche Nedainu Daini Lahaidin. Now how are we going to paskin the Shail? Neimalei Liddi Dei Zil Shlim. We'll go over to the Nifkat and we'll tell him, listen, you have to pay for the hops. So, I told him he should take from the hops on the right side of the warehouse. So, what's supposed to for my leben? I told him to take from my hops. So, why should I be responsible? Nay, Malay le Sarsi zil shlim. So let's go to the Sarsi. Now they're coming to the Sarsi. Listen, he told you to take from the hops on the east side of the warehouse. So why did you go and take the hops on the west side of the warehouse? He didn't say from these hops I should take and from these hops I shouldn't take. He said take from these hops. Good. Yeah, I thought that Maramokim, it came out for me better to take from the other hops. I mean, he didn't say specifically I should not take from those hops. So Mamela, I understood what he said. Take from these hops. It was Maramokim. For me, I held it was better to take from the other apps. It was more convenient. Fine. So, Be'emesin, each of these two people, the Baal, have Terutzim. Each one has a Teretz. The Nifkat says, I told them to take from my apps. So, it's not my fault. The Nifkat said, the Sarsi said that he wasn't too specific. Good, he said his. But he didn't say not from Yenims. So, to say take from these, does not necessarily mean not from the others. So, okay. So I took from the others. Zikta Gemara Vait. V'idi shah shir lasu yelei, lei aisi lei, goli adaiti denicha lei. Now the Gemara says further, if Lamaise to take the haps of the Nifkad, his own haps, let's say they were closer. So let's be Megashim Dinyan. It would take 5 minutes to bring those haps. To go to the west side of the warehouse where the kishusa of the mafkid, that would take 10 minutes. Now, Zakta Gemara, if it took him 10 minutes to come back, it takes him 10 minutes to come back, so now, is Lachire, the Balabos, he should have asked Akasha, why did it take you 10 minutes? She should have realized that he took the other haps. So the Gemara says, it took time. That means 5 minutes passed, he didn't come back. He came back after 10 minutes. Now, if he would be bringing my haps after 5 minutes, it should be here already. If it took him 10 minutes, so that spells out that he took Yenim's haps. And you kept quiet, so then, Takel, so you knew he's taking Yenim's haps already. Don't say, I told him, but you see, his haps is ringing, and you let him put it into the beer, so then you're responsible already. V'deshoh shila suyelei v'lei aisilei goli adaiti dinechalei. So you see that you know it's Yenim Saps and you didn't tell him anything, then you're zicher responsible. So Mo says, no, it took 5 minutes. From this one, there was no longer man for his Saps than from Yenim Saps. Agavuche, there's a Mordeke Ramban here. Ramban is the kasha. It took him 10 minutes. Vector Ramban, so it took 10 minutes. Vector Ramban, maybe, Lemilsachiti Yakiv Bo'ucha. Good, if he would have been a perfect worker, in 5 minutes he should have been back. He comes back in 10 minutes, he says, oh, you see, he came back in 10 minutes, he took Yenim Saps. Why weren't you moichet? He came back in 10 minutes. I thought maybe he was Isaac in something else. I mean, the Gemara says for Dovah Poshet that if he comes back in 10 minutes, so the Nifkad is chayv already. You see already that he took Yenim Saps. Like the Rambam, what do you see? He came back. He was misakiv. I mean, good. He came back 5 minutes late, so... So it's a mukhach that he took Yenim Saps, maybe. Zepik Taramban Akash. Zepik Taramban, Tzvei Yisoidis Teketavutzim. One teretz, the Ramban says as follows. This Shema, this Nifkat was a Shema Socha. He was getting paid for it. A Shema Socha, he came back 5 minutes late. Yeah, came back 5 minutes late. Akasha might came back 5 minutes. He took a break. Yeah, but it could be he came back 5 minutes late because he took Yenim Saps. Could be Azoi. You're a Shema Socha. Hashem Elsocha, don't assume anything. Oh, could be. No, no, you have to ask him. Why did you come 5 minutes? My hapstake were taking you 5 minutes to bring them. Why did you come back after 10 minutes? You are mechuyev to ask him. And if you didn't ask him, so you're responsible for it. That's one teretz of the Ramban. Merdike teretz, Araya from our Gemara. Ramban is Nakash, he said a teretz. So Iskishbar, Hashem Asocha is mechuyev. If there's a teretz, Hashem Asocha does not make assumptions. You ask, if there's a tzad, that the coming back later is the sibis because he took the nifkat's haps, you are machliv to be Mavan. That's one teretz of the Ramban. A second teretz of the Ramban said, could be speaking about he was Hashem Machinam. Hashem Machinam, no, Hashem Machinam is only chayim and apshiyah, zuk the Ramban, amir the keteretz. But this nifkat, number one, you said a shvach aloshin. You said aloshin, take from this. You weren't specific. You should have said not from that one. I mean, there's someone else's hops in the warehouse. You should have been more specific. Now, for that alone, you're not called a peshaya. But it's not called a peshaya. But you did another thing. He came back 5 minutes later, and you didn't ask him why he didn't come. Why? What's the reason why he came back 5 minutes later? It's another pshiyala. Two pshiyalas make one big pshiyah, and Hashem Achinam is chayav on that also. That means each one mitzad atzmai is not called a pshiyah for Hashem Achinam to be chayav. Good, I wasn't specific. No, but I said take from these. So that's not called a pshia. But it's a shtickle pshia. The second thing, he comes back 10 minutes late. You didn't ask him why he came back late. Yeah, I thought that maybe someone said he was misakiv, mishamil sachi. Good. But could have asked him also. It's also a shtickle pshia. Two shticklech make one pshia. Hashem Achinam is high. So the Gemara says, "B'daloisha." It took the same amount of time. Right. Frag the Gemara. So what happened over here? What happened? The haps of the mafkid are in the beer of the nifkana. Right. That's what happened. For the Gemara, soif soif, my psay de ike, v'hoka mishtar shilei. For the Gemara, zakash. Gemara, frek, let's make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. They took the haps of the mafkid, they put it into the beer of the nifkan, right? So now, let us be megashim dinyan. Let's say the haps are worth, let's say, $100. You have to put $100 of hops into the beer. No, the beer is a good beer. That's how you make beer. No, they took Yenim's hops and put it into my beer. I'm left with my $100 worth of hops. I have my $100 worth of hops. So the din is, that's called Mishtar Shilei. I'm being Mavi. I have beer now with hops. It's his hops. I have beer now, so I'm being Marviach. The hops that I have is a rebach to me through, because of his hops. That means, since his hops is in the beer, I don't have to put my hops in the beer. I'm a mela, I have $100 here. That's called Mishtar Shilei. That's called, I was Marviach Mammon through his Mammon. So I have to pay him $100. So I have to give him my hops. So Mamela, so the Gemara, so what's the whole shayla? What's the whole shayla over here? Good. What? There's no shayla over here. He's zicha the mafkid. He has now a beer that was nishtabach through the hops of the mafkid. the Nifka now is a widow's nishtabach through the haps of the mafkid, she is to pay him for it. She is to pay him for it. So he'll give him his haps with him and a good talk. So Mamela, so what's the whole shiloh over here? There's no haps in nothing. Omar Rav Sama Berei de Rovim, Ahave Shikra Chala. No. You know what happened now? The beer le maisa got sour. The beer got, they put in the hops, it was good hops, they put it into the beer. The beer le maisa got sour. So le maisa, the Baal HaSheicho was not maviach anything from his hops. I'm going to throw away the beer now. I have nothing from your hops. So now the shaila is, who is the mazik? Whose fault is it? That means like this. The Nivkat comes to the Mafkid, he says, what do you want from me? I told him to take from my apps. So I told him, I gave him directions. He did it, not me. They come to the Sarsi, he says, well, it wasn't explicit. He said, these, he didn't tell me nothing. So he's also Potter. So, and now the beer, we throwed out the beer. The beer is worthless now because it was Nishamet. So that's the sugya. That is the sugya. That means there was a shaila. Are any of these two people, the nifkat or the sarse, are any of these two people responsible? Lamai said there was a hefsed over here. There was a hefsed to the haps of the nifkat. He will not get paid. No one is mechuyev to pay him. So the shaila is, are any of these two parties responsible? Is the Nifkad responsible? Or is the Sase responsible? And that the Gemara said, none of them are responsible. So Nebuch, the Nifkad lost, a good talk. That is the sugya. Case number one. Case number two, Ravashi Yomar, Bekisi, Umishalim Le Demei Kisi. And let us see Rashi. Let's see, Rashi, what happened over here. Kishuse humlin shematilon l'seicha sheicha. These are haps. Kar yekri. Omale balabayis l'salse l'asher al-beisai. Ha'ise sheicha shaloi. He was the one that was the beer brewer in the house. Mahogami hero akrishaloi omalay mizet tato bishecha. This you should put into the beer. Meidach, and he went and took the other hap shall pick on. Vidishoishir gmarapoch imoyakri shaloi kori bishal pikodn roche. Vishoashliach shir mahalech derech akorabla yaisi. And the Nifka didn't say anything. Goli daiti the balabais to nechle. Shereyoda shel pikodim avi. He knew that. I mean, why did he come late? He took the haps from the pikodim. V'loy micha biyote. He didn't tell him anything. So there you see, he knew about it, and he's responsible. So the Gemara says, what's the shaila? What the mishtav shile? V'loi hu niskar hakishe shem pikodne sheik tilei b'sheichel. The nifkad l'mais is marviach that because of the kishis of the pikodne sheik tilei b'sheichel v'shaloi oimit, now he has his kishis, he has beer and his kishis. V'yishale mishaloi, so let him pay him for it. I mean, this is called, he was marviach through Yenim's kishes, he has to pay him for it. So Mor says, Chola hechmitz, it got sour, and so he doesn't have to pay him anything. Or, Bekisi, Shahoise, Kishais, the Bach says, Shahoise, Kishais, Zrua, Bekaitse. The kishes of this Pekodin were planted together with thorns. Beravimbo, the kaitzim of Ravenburg. It was planted together with kaitzim. And when these kishes were harvested, it was a harvest of kishes with thorns. V'loi hishbiach ha-sheicha kirtzoinei. Now you have a beer that's a horny beer. That means that there's
V'kosha be'einov she'itilu b'soichai. That means he is, the beer is not worth too much. U'mishalem lo'i d'mei kisi d'mei kishay shalkut toitzim l'fi ma'ashehiz beer. That means like this. So the way Rashi says pshat in the Gemara, the mice is as follows. The mice is, normally, let's say, the beer with the quiches in it, the quiches are worth, let's say, $100. You put quiches, $100 quiches into beer, it's worth now $1,000. You mashbiach al kaponim, you are mashbiach, the beer, let's say, with the quiches, to a shvach of $100, you have to pay him $100. That would be normal. His kishes were full of toitzim. So lemaise, the beer is not worth now $1,000. It's worth $920. The beer without the kishes is worth $900. Now it's worth $920. So lemaise is azoi. So $20, I was mavir. I got an inferior beer. But I was maviach. It's a beer that, but it's worth $20. So the $20 I'll pay him. The nifkad lost. We'll see. The nifkad lost. So the shayla is, what did the nifkad lose? We'll see. Let's see in the bottom places. Then we'll come back to the top places. Bekisi perish Rashi shahoyu akishes. Kishes mole kaitzin. Lohishbir mesheicha ki imad. It only was mashbir the beer a little bit. And then he pays. Vim taima. So Tais understood fine. So his kishes was worth $20. That's what it was worth. So he gives him $20. Shkaya. So what's the shaila? So what's the shayla? Whose fault is it? I mean, you had quiches that's worth $20, and I'm giving you $20, and I couldn't talk, so what's the shayla? The nifkat's fault, the sausage's fault, he only gets $20. No, I don't understand. For a behemoth, this is gavaldik. You sell this, we'll see Teisbings later, gemalim eat quiches. It's a delicacy. The thought doesn't bother them. So, for a machel gemalim, it's worth $100. I gave you a pekot. You had no right to use it. Okay, so it was used, the toys. But I had an intent to go and to sell it for gemalim, and I got $100 for it. You put it into your kishis, and now your rebach is $20. You give me $20, you should pay it. But because of this asik, I lost $80. That means kishis for a machul gemalim is worth, it's worth $100. So I lost $80. So that was the pilpul in the Gemara. The pilpul in the Gemara was, who's responsible for this hefsek? The Gemara came out, and no one is responsible. Each one has a teretz. The Rabbeinu Shalom made a small tail. Why did the Rabbeinu Shalom make that it has a small tail? Because the machol of gemalim is kisi with kaitzim. That is the machol, that's what they eat. And if they have a big tail, so when they're eating their kisi, their tail would get into problems. So it would get stuck from the thorns of the kisi. So that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom had gebenched the gomel with a small tail. So memele, so that's why, so kapanim we see from this gemara that kishis is a machol gemala. That's how Rashi learned pshat. Rabbi Nachman Pirish, kisi hi shem kishe shetzos richuch. That means it's up with kaitzim. It's good kishes. You have to soften it. Beloy lichuch ain shovel lahatul b'sheichav. You put it without softening it, you put it into the beer, it's no good. The beer wasn't good because it wasn't softened. Kamash Malon, I only have to pay you how much the sheikh is worth now. The value of the kishes was much more. That means there was a small process that was done with the kishes, and then they became worth much more. So that's when you had a pekodin that was worth much more. But since through this pshia, the kat nifsa. Let's see the previous days with me. Oh, Mali, Mahai, Rami, Mahai, Loi, Tirmi. The Shliach said, he wasn't specific. He said, take from these. He didn't say, don't take from the others. In Taima, the Beper Kamekabel, Tony Chode, we learned one Beraisa, as a person told someone, Arev Li Bitmorim. Make me a native, Tumim Bitmorim. V'irev loy b'groigris. And he made an erev with groigris. Eruvei erev. It's an erev. V'tanya idot, will it a different baraisa? Ein eruvei erev. It's not an erev. So the Gemara answers, it's a stira. Kan b'shaloi, kan b'shal chavei. It matters who's tomorrow, who Omefarish, so the Gemara says, Vishaloi habik peide. Ba'av agavdo yamalei meholei sore. So you have enough in the Gemara. I told you make an erev from tomorrow. I didn't tell you not groigris. I said make tomorrow. Afal pikein, if you took my groigris, so not an erev. So we see cloth, I tell you one thing. I don't speak out nochum bitum. This and not this, I tell you one. That means not something else. So memele, so it's a stira from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, he told him this. Well, I thought I could take the others. V'yesh loyme, the Mishnei minim, avik peida, afagad loyomele, mahay loy siyod. So they says, it's a meile kechilek. Over there, I told you, take tomorrow, you took Groigris. So I don't say, I told you tomorrow. So tomorrow means not Groigris. I told you here, both of them are kishes. I said, take the kishes on the right side. So he took on the left side. So, I mean, there, Pakel, there's a hill, it's right and left. The Gabi, in another Gemara, Hovili min achaloin, I told you, bring something from achaloin, Vegele min adluskim, he brought from someplace else. The Shliach Mo, so it's not called, it was Moishel Agdish, and the Dluskim, there was a Moishel Agdish. I told you take the money from the Chaloyim. So the din is the Shliach is Mo, because I told you mean a Chaloyim. I forgot the mean Echadu, both were money, but I told you take from a different place, two different places. It's in the same room. It was in the same room. He said, take from the right side. He took from the left side. So my mailer there, it's not considered such a peshia by not differentiating between one and the other. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchan. A person gave a pekodin to a banker, money in tzurim, if the sack that the money was in, it was tight, lo yishtamish ben. So I mean, you're a banker. I understand the more money you have
at your disposal is for your taive. I didn't talk like that. I asked you a taive if you can match my money. And I tied it. I tied the sack. So that means I'm asking you to watch my pekodim. I'm not giving you permission to use my money. Lo yishtamish ben. Lefichach im ovdu. So if they got lost, einei chaybach yusni. It's a shame achinam. It's not chaybachay. Mutorim. What if I give you a sack? It's open. It's not tied. That's a message. That means I'm giving you, so then, since I know that you're a banker and you could use this money readily, then I left it open, so that means if you want, you could use it. I mean, that's, you give me different money, but that's, there's a message. By leaving the sack open, that's a message. I'm giving you permission to use it. I know you could use it, and I left it open, so that means you could use it. Yishtamish bem, so then he has a right to use it. Rafikachim ovdu, chay bach yuson. Then if it got lost, he's chay bach yuson. That is, if he is a shulchani. Eitzel balabayis. But, we have the same scenario, not by a banker, by a balabos. Then, bein tzurim, bein mutorim, lo yishtamish bem. I mean, I didn't know, I left it open. I didn't mean you can use it. I mean, the Kozman, I don't say anything. Don't build your hopes on the most. Well, you left it open. It means I forgot to tie it. But it doesn't mean anything. And so you have no right to use it. Imavdu, einechai b'chiyus. What if he's a chenveni? What if he's a storekeeper? So we have here a machlekes tanoim. Chenveni, kabbalah bayis, divrameya. He's like a kabbalah boss. Rabbi Yudoim, chenveni, kishulchan. He's like a bank. Frek the gemore on the first book. Mishum de tzurim lo yishtamish ben. It says, if he tied it, lo yishtamish ben. Listen, I mean, there is a svore that I understand that a banker could readily use the money. And there's a svore that when I'm giving it in to watch, doesn't bother me, he'll use this money, give me different money. There's such a svore. So what do you say? But since he tied the sack, it's a raya that he doesn't want. He tied the sack because you don't give a sack with an open sack. I mean, you give an open sack, it's going to tilt over. I mean, you tie a sack with money. It's not that, where do you get a ichoche? Where do you get a ichoche that what he tied it means lo yishtamish pe? Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yehuda, bitzrurim b'chasumim shon. No. It's tied alone, you're 100% right. Tying does not mean anything. It's speaking about the seal, tzrurim v'chasumim shom. Amori omar b'kesher mishune. It's speaking about it was a kesher mishune. So a kesher mishune is a message. Don't use it. Yikid amri boy rav mori. Rav mori had a suffix in this. Kesher mishune mai. What if there was a kesher mishune? Take it. So, stake. Zogt Rashi, mishum de tzurim lo yishtamish behem betmiya. Ma gilui das yesh kan shein chobet she yishtamish behem. Mi acher sheim ein mutorim kamret yishtamish, you yourself said. If the sack was open, yishtamish. The mafkid eslo yedeya, the mafkid realizes shutzoich toda lemois, he needs money. So memeila, that's why he zicher niche that the shulchan could use it. Tzrurinami yishtamish, the derech kolodam lotza mois. So everyone ties the sack, he doesn't leave it open. So here we have these two terutzim, either tzrurim v'chasurim, chsumim, or a kesher mishonim.